I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 24th. 30 people have now taken out nomination papers to run for elective office in Quincy this year. All 9 city council seats and 3 school committee seats are on the ballot this fall. All the incumbent councilors except Ward 3 Councilor Ian Kane and Councilor-at-Large Nina Liang are seeking re-election. School committee members Tina Cahill is seeking re-election. Emily Lebo and Doug Guttrow are not. As of yesterday, 9 people had taken out papers to run for councilor-at-large, 6 for school committee, 3 for Ward 1. Ward 2 Councilor Richard Ash is unopposed right now. Walter Hubley and Kathy Thrun are both certified to run for Ward 3. In Ward 4, incumbent James Devine is certified, and Virginia Ryan has also taken out papers. Ward 5 Councilor Dan Minton is certified to run again, and Maggie McKee is also certified to run for Ward 5. 5 people have taken out papers to run for Ward 6. Now, candidates have until July 15th to return their papers to City Hall with the names of at least 50 registered Quincy voters. Police are seeking the public's help in locating a missing man who was last seen leaving Braintree Manor yesterday morning. 57-year-old Daniel Earl Wynott was last seen just after 5 a.m. yesterday leaving the Braintree Manor on Washington Street and walking northbound on foot. Police describe Wynott as standing about 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 201 pounds, with brown eyes and brown hair. He was last seen wearing a winter beanie, brown jacket, Patriots t-shirt, gray and white pants, black shoes, and carrying 2 bags and a backpack. Wynott is known to frequent the Worcester area and has family in Waltham. Anybody with information about his whereabouts is urged to call Braintree Police. Governor Mara Healey will be in Braintree today to announce the filing of a bill intended to strengthen infrastructure, disaster preparedness, and streamline permitting for new housing in Massachusetts. Healey, Lieutenant Governor Kim Driscoll, and housing and environmental officials will join Braintree Mayor Aaron Joyce at Braintree Town Hall at 10:30 this morning for the bill filing announcements. The MBTA warning of delays on the commuter rail line as the region experiences an extreme heat warning. In a post, the T said the trains would need to operate at reduced speeds in some areas to ensure safety as they compensate for heat-related stress on the tracks, which could result in slightly longer travel times. The Fall River, New Bedford, Framingham, Worcester, Franklin, Foxborough, and Kingston lines were experiencing up to 15-minute delays yesterday afternoon due to the heat speed restrictions. Those restrictions were lifted just after 8 o'clock last night, but are expected to be back in force today. If you are outside, you can definitely feel the heat. That means your pets can too. Experts say it's best to keep your 4-legged friends indoors where they're safe and cool. Dedham Animal Control says an officer was flagged down by a Good Samaritan about a golden retriever left inside a parked car while their owner went for a swim at a community pool yesterday morning. Officers say the dog was visibly panting and had been left inside the car for nearly 40 minutes. Officers cited the owner with a $150 violation. The Animal Rescue League of Boston says you should never leave your pet alone in a parked car, even with the AC or the windows cracked. They also warn heat stroke in pets and say pets don't sweat the way humans do, so if their core body temperature rises too high, it can run the risk of going into shock or organ failure. A former U.S. Postal Service employee will serve no time in prison after pleading guilty in March to embezzling over $18,000 through fake money orders while on the job. 47-year-old Christine Hedges of Brockton was sentenced yesterday in federal court to 3 years probation. Hedges was also ordered to pay almost $19,000 in restitution and forfeiture. Hedges began working for the Postal Service around 2020, most recently as a lead sales and service associate in Brockton. From about October of 2021 to August of 2023, Hedges engaged in a scheme to steal United States Postal Service funds for her personal use. As part of the scheme, Hedges generated for her own use no-fee money orders without a customer physically present at her customer window, and which a customer did not request. Hedges also stole cash from her workstation and often tried to conceal her theft by replacing the cash with the fraudulent money orders. Hedges generated about 64 fraudulent no-fee money orders. Of those no-fee orders, 11 were made out to her boyfriend or a family member. In August of 2023 to about August 14th of 2023, video surveillance from above Hedges' workstation showed her on at least one occasion removing cash from her assigned drawer and putting it in her pocket. In all, Hedges stole almost $19,000 in postal funds. Hundreds of thousands of immigrants across the country have been gradually losing their legal status as President Trump's policies kick in. It means many workers who had protections under humanitarian parole are now left in limbo along with their employers, including at Marshfield-based Road to Responsibility, a human services organization focused on people with special needs. CEO Dr. Christopher White said losing immigrants falling out of legal status on a rolling basis means there's a very real possibility of 12% of his 800-person workforce being cut. Over the past 6 months, the humanitarian parole for 500,000 people of several nationalities has been gradually phased out by the Department of Homeland Security, and the Trump administration has vowed to target workplaces as part of its immigration policy. A sixth of the population in Massachusetts, about 1.2 million people, is foreign-born, according to the Massachusetts Immigrant and Refugee Advocacy Coalition. And of those, a sixth, or 173,000 people, are estimated to be undocumented. In Massachusetts, one in five workers are immigrants, according to the Center for American Progress, with nearly 20,000 of them at risk of losing their work permits. There are many temporary legal immigration statuses, and many are being eliminated piecemeal. Road to Responsibility fears getting into trouble with the government or even raided by Immigration and Customs Enforcement. The problem, White says, is there's no way for them to know who has fallen out of status unless they're told by the workers themselves. DHS says that those who get a notice that their protections have been revoked must leave the country immediately. Growing hostilities between Iran and the United States are heightening concerns that the world's oil supply could be disrupted. Here in New England, we're especially vulnerable to oil price fluctuations because this part of the country doesn't produce any of its own oil. So gas prices, even electric rates, could be impacted by what's happening in the Middle East. If Iran closes the Strait of Hormuz, the narrow 21-mile-wide choke point at the Persian Gulf, the price of gas may skyrocket. That's because 20% of the world's crude oil passes through there every day. In recent weeks, as uncertainty grips the Middle East, oil prices have already started to climb. Now, Iranian leadership is seriously considering a more drastic step. Higher oil prices could also mean higher electric rates, so the cost of keeping a house comfortable could climb too. All of it means everyone in New England might be taking a financial hit if that strait is closed. In the past few years, the United States has emerged as a major exporter of oil, and in the long term, that could keep price increases in check, but in the short term, could be paying more for fuel. The Quincy College Foundation holding a benefit fundraiser today from 5 to 7 p.m. at Alba Restaurant in Quincy Center. Quincy Mayor Thomas Koch will be sharing remarks on the impact of education within the community. Check of business news this morning. Stocks are higher. The Dow is up 374. The NASDAQ rose 183. The S&P adding 57. Stocks rallied. Oil prices fell yesterday after President Trump announced what appeared to be a shaky ceasefire in the Israel-Iran war. The dollar fell. The euro is higher. Oil now at almost $69 a barrel. In sports, Red Sox lose to the Angels 9-5. They're back at it tonight on the West Coast at 9:38 p.m. The National Weather Service forecasts an extreme heat warning is in effect, with a high today estimated at 102 degrees, feels like temperature of 110. For tonight, hazy and lows drop to about 80. For tomorrow, hazy, warm, humid with some afternoon showers at a high of 93. But Thursday, mainly cloudy, much cooler, high of 73. Friday, cloudy and a high 72. For the boater, waves 1 to 2 feet. The wind west at 10, gusting to 20 knots, and a high tide at 11 o'clock this morning. Sunrise 5:08, sets at 8:24. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Tuesday, June 24th.